Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we're visiting with Zach Methven, a descendant of our founding father, as he talks about O.H. Methven and the man that he was.
Iron Man, although his pictures don't look it, I must say, his pictures, he looks like a gruff, old, staunch, you know, grouchy, old, cantankerous man, but actually, just the opposite was the truth. He was very, very... And again, this is just coming. This is me going back into my archives in my brain of the things that my family members have told me from what they remember hearing and so on. But he was a very kind man. He was very willing to help. He wanted to help. He wanted. I mean, he would feed people. He would do things for people. Obviously, the way the railroad situation turned out. I mean, obviously, he gave them. He didn't ask for anything in return. He didn't ask for anything. It was of their goodwill that they gave him what they did give him, you know, but he never asked for anything. But there again, though, he knew that, okay, he's going to get repaid. He's going to get reimbursed by, you know, the product that's going to be created from the railroad coming through here, and that product being people, businesses, buildings, homes, families. So, you know, he was very kind. I don't want to sound like he had an angle or nothing. He didn't have an angle. It was just he saw an opportunity, just like the railroad's looking for, you know, they're looking for, they have their motives and reasons why they do what they do. Well, he did too, you know. But, you know, that was his only stipulation was that the railroad, if he does give them the land, he didn't ask for them to reimburse him in any way other than, like I said, the stipulation was that, okay, you know, if I do this, I want a depot put in here. I want to stop here. Well, back then days they called it a stop, but it essentially was a depot. And so, you know, they willingly, very willingly, I'm sure they were thrilled that they got away with just only that, you know, requirement. And from that point on, OH didn't have to really do anything else but just sit back and let things take place. And unfortunately, he didn't live too much longer to see the fruits of, you know, his vision come to pass, but his family, you know, his son did and whatnot, but...